Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Today, this country celebrates Mother's Day. So, happy Mother's Day to all you mothers. Childbirth. It's a pain. But it's amazing how it's forgotten once a child comes. And the joy of the miracle. What a mystery. What a mystery, you know, to produce an offspring. You know, I truly believe that God is trying to produce as many offsprings as possible. Because once the section is closed, it's closed. Once the time is up, it's up. The children that are brought forth will be in his image and likeness. So he's trying to bring as many as he can in, godly way. Hello? But those of us who have been brought in ungodly, it can turn into a godly. So there's an area of growth. There's more people on the earth now. Population is growing. And one of the things the Lord is trying to do is rescue his people. And as he's rescuing his people, he begins to reveal things to them. Those who are willing to follow. But there are those who are rescued but choose not to follow. And for them, my heart grieves. Because Jesus is more than Savior. He's Father. One of the things he desires is relationship with each and every one of us. And to know him, not just know about him. The Bible is not a Sports Illustrated magazine. But it is a direction, and in this direction of the Word of God, it should bring us to something more important than just what's spoken. It should bring us to the person that spoke it. See, when it's not bringing us to the person that spoke it, it's called religion. This may be amazing to you, but the disciples had no Bible. They had no Bible. What they had was relationship. And they had relationship with the Spirit of God that was manifested in the name of Jesus, the eternal presence and power and truth of God Almighty that came into this realm. They had relationship. And when he left his presence, his Spirit, his anointing. Still, his eternal presence and power and truth was left in his Spirit for me and you to have relationship. That's why the Bible says something specific. The letter kills, but the Spirit brings life. The Spirit brings life. The letter kills. The Spirit brings life. And one of the things the enemy is always trying to do, your adversary is always trying to prevent you from truly having a relationship with the Spirit of the living God. So that your strength is drawn from the things of the world and not from the presence of God. And then we falter. We fail. We get discouraged easy. We get misled. And multiple voices come, which brings confusion, frustration, despair. And all of those things is because of the lack of the Spirit of God in relationship. See, if you're walking with someone, you're backing one another up. You're never alone. You're just never alone. So loneliness is a lie from the devil. I'm lonely. How can you be lonely if you're in relationship with the Spirit of God? You're not. He's always there no matter what. He is your friend. He is your teacher. He is your comforter. He is your deliverer. He is your healer. He'll guide you to all truth. And he'll convict you when you're out of place. One of the things he desires to do is bring you into the presence of God. That's what he loves. He wants you to walk in the presence of God. That's called walking in the Spirit. You know, there are many people, when you say Spirit-filled, they get offended. You Spirit-filled? Spirit-filled means filled with the Spirit of God. It actually means, have you hit the second chamber of the tabernacle yet? Or you're still in the outer court? And then there's that area where you want to stay filled and be refreshed. And we are in a time and season right now that, man, I'll tell you what, we've got to be alert. We've got to be sensitive. We cannot be distracted by the things of the world in survival. See, outer court is survival mode. Holy place is surrender mode. And there's a place where people are still in survival. Oh, I got to do this. What about this? Survival is always associated with worry and fear. And God's not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and sound mind. That always brings people into the outer court. And what I mean by outer court, there's three chambers of the tabernacle of God. That's his dwelling presence. That's how he communicates with me and you. But the enemy always tries to prevent us, that unseen enemy that lurks, who seeks whom he can devour, who he can mislead. In Psalm 91, would you turn there with me, please? If you don't have a Bible, we have Bibles. Just ask one of our attendees here. Hallelujah. Psalm 91. Would you read the first two verses with me, please? It says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That secret place is called the Most Holy Place and also associated with the Holy Place. But it's the Most Holy Place. It's the third chamber of the tabernacle. It says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my what? My refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will what?
Trust.
So let me share something with you. In the secret place of dwelling are the secrets of life. In the secret place of dwelling are the secrets of life. In Psalm 9, what does it say there? In verse 9, I'm sorry. Psalm 91, verse 9. It says, because you have what? Made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you. In other words, you won't be tricked. Nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. These are demonic forces. The young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Why? Because you dwell, you've made the choice to dwell in the presence of God. This is where the secrets of life are. In other words, the truth of life is in the presence of life. Because he is the life giver. In Acts 17, the world and the people in the world are seeking truth. They're looking for secrets. They're looking for treasures. They're looking for all kinds of things. They're looking for love. Unfortunately, they're looking in the wrong places. And the reason why they're looking in the wrong places is because those are the only places that have been revealed to them. And because people are now being born or being programmed to avoid the secret place of God. They're being programmed to avoid Jesus. They're being programmed to believe that there is no God. All of our education and things to that degree, according to the secular realm, which we call the Babylonian system, is against the things of God because they believe they are gods. In Acts 17 and verse 22, would you read it, please? Then Paul stood in the midst of Areopagus and said, men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are very religious. For as I was passing through and considering the objects of your worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, the unknown God. Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing, him I proclaim to you. Okay, so they were worshiping all of these kinds of idols because they never knew Jesus. They never knew about God Almighty because they've been programmed even at that time, whether it be a family tradition or whatever, whether it be in their environment and places where they've been, their education, wherever they've been shared that these idols are what you worship. But within them, they were seeking truth. They were looking for the secrets of life. It says in verse 24, God who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and boundaries of their dwellings, so that they should seek the Lord. In other words, so that they should seek truth in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we what? We live, we move, and have our being. As also some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Therefore, since we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, something shaped by art and man's devising. Truly, these times of ignorance God has overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. So we see here this is very important, because Paul was revealed the secret of life by revealing the life giver. So he was in this area where they were worshiping these idols. And Paul was introducing this. He was there. He said, listen, let me tell you a secret of life. I want to introduce you to the life giver whom we breathe and live and have our being. He is the one that holds all things. He's not worshipped as something made with man's hand. He is worshipped in spirit and in truth. He is the only one that rose from the dead, because he can take life and give it. No one else can. By dwelling in the secret place, secrets are revealed. Paul was a dweller in the secret place. There are three things. There are secrets, there are mysteries, and there are revelations. There are secrets, mysteries, and revelations. And Proverbs 25. Secrets of life. There are secrets, mysteries, and what? Revelations. And Proverbs 25 and verse 2, it says, it is the glory of God to conceal a matter. A matter is a secret. In other words, when something is coming, there might be a circumstance that needs to be sought out. So what we need to do is go into searching out what is going to reveal or settle that matter. And that is released from God. How many times have you tried to figure out something and you realize that what you tried to fix messed up? Whoops. But I'm telling you, when you hear it from God, it's fixed. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but the glory of kings is to search out the matter. In other words, the glory of God conceals a matter, a secret, a mystery, a revelation. But it's the purpose of kings to reveal them, to seek them out. Now, that a king is associated with the third chamber of the tabernacle. These are individuals that are dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. Because you and I are called to be priests and kings in Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1. In verse 5 and 6. And it says, from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. So we are called to be priests and kings. See, but if nobody ever told you that, you wouldn't know that. See, so you'd just be going about your normal life, never searching the secrets of life, never looking under the rocks of deception, but constantly just living your life that you're a good person, not knowing that there is a true God that loves us and desires a relationship with us. So we go to work, we have families, and we die. Whippy. Great life. And then we stand before the Lord, and he says, well, what'd you do for me? What did you do with the life I gave you? Well, I supported my family, and that's nice. Well, I gave you the talents to do it. What'd you do for my kingdom? What did you do for my kingdom? He's going to ask you. See, for God, everything is about kingdom business, not about self business. In fact, the word says, if you'll seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all things will be added to you. So the kingdom is always involved in Jesus. When Jesus showed up, he told us, he said, when you go somewhere, tell them that the kingdom of God is at hand. Because everything is about the kingdom. The kingdom is eternal. Everything else here is temporary. Everything. Don't let the world deceive you. You know, I was pondering some things last week, and all of a sudden it came to me. I was like, wow. So what if you were to go turn the water on expecting to get a drink and it didn't come? What if you were going to go flick a light and there was no more power? And what if it was like that for the rest of your days? What if you didn't have a Bible and they were all taken away? You couldn't use your cell phone. You couldn't get on the internet. You couldn't do anything. There'd only be one person you can rely on. And that is the person of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Father. So you must step back today and ask yourself, if this was to happen tomorrow, am I really secure in the Lord? Or am I still dependent on man? Where do we stand today? Where is our relationship? Do I truly have an identity? Is my ID according to the world or according to God? See, all the fame and all the fortune and everything that it will be ceased. I had $50 million in a bank. You can't get it. No money, no nothing. What would you do then? Well, I have weapons. What about when they start coming and taking them? We are approaching an area where there's going to be a shift so intense that it's going to knock people off their butt because their relationship with the Lord is not secure. Why? They're not revealing the secrets. The secrets of life are not being revealed to them because they're not dwelling in the secret place. They're relying on man. They're relying on everything else but the Lord. In Psalm 16, would you go there, please? The secrets of life are revealed to those who dwell in the secret place. And it's never too late. Never. Psalm 16. In verse 11, would you read it with me? Psalm 16 and verse 11. It says, you shall what? Show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. And at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Let me tell you, knowing the mysteries and the secrets of life is a pleasure. It is the greatest pleasure, the greatest joy that you can have. Because what does it do? It brings you a secureness in Christ. It is a security that nothing else can compare to, no matter what. And it says, it's in your presence is fullness of joy. And at your right hand are pleasures, treasures, secrets, mysteries, revelations forevermore. Those are the places that as they're revealed to me and you, they bring us security with Christ. In Psalm 36, is everybody okay? You didn't expect some foo-foo Mother's Day message, did you? Hallelujah. In verse 7, Psalm 36:7. How precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings, which is where? Secret place. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we what? We see light. So we see again, in this, there's a river of pleasures. And this is the place where it's in his presence, that river. It's what we drink from. Jesus said, drink from me. He who eats of my flesh and drinks of my blood shall have eternal life. That's a secret of life. In Isaiah 40, rivers of your pleasures, rivers of your secrets, your mysteries, revelation. Isaiah 40. And verse 28. Isaiah 40, verse 28. Would you read it with me, please? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and those who have no might, he what? Increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who what? Wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and what? Not faint. Why? Because they're waiting in the secret place, in his presence. Everything is about God's presence. You all hear that consistently out of this house. That's why we worship. We want the presence of the Lord. We love the presence of the Lord. Without the presence of the Lord, we're nothing. You can remember the page numbers. There are people that can memorize the word from cover to cover, and they're still idiots. Without God's presence, they're nothing. Does everybody understand? That's why it's important in these last days, where we are right now, to be in the presence of the Lord. Why? The secrets of life are in the presence of God. That's where they are. People are searching for all kinds of things. There are things that are being revealed now, where others who have been doing and waiting on the Lord and seeking the presence of God, hanging out in the dwelling place of the secret place, who are getting revelations, are now displaying them, talking about things that are happening, exposing the enemy, exposing the end times, and where we are now. And you know what? Those who have no association with them are blinded and deceived and think everything's going to get better and everything is fine. They're waiting for their retirement. You may never get it. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 29. Now, the word tells us that we're going to continue in our life here, but it doesn't mean to live in that life only. Yeah, we're going to go to work and do things and whatever. Why? Because those are places where we can rescue people. Remember, there are three things. We are called to battle. Everyone say, I'm called to battle. My purpose is to destroy Satan's kingdom. And my destiny is to infiltrate the world system with the talents and abilities God gave me to rescue people. That's why. That's why you and I are here. This is not a Bible study, it's a training session. Amen? But what you learn, you're accountable for. What you're taught, we're all taught, we're accountable for. And what we're taught, we should be able to teach. That's accountability. Deuteronomy 29. In verse 29, read it with me. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to who? Us. And to who? Our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. So the secret things that belong to God, when they are revealed to me and you, we are to continue to pass that mystery, that secret, that revelation on. And that's what Paul was doing because he was dwelling in the secret place. Even King David dwelled in the secret place. That's why he would always ask, Lord, what do I do? Are we supposed to go kill these people? Or do I wait? Do I go to war or don't I go to war? He used to sit in front of the ark because he loved God's presence. And revelation would come to him. And when the prophet tried to speak to him, he was like, what are you? Man, I can hear God. What do I need you for? But then there were times when the Lord wouldn't speak to him because he wanted him to hear from the prophet. Oh, praise God. Proverbs 3. Proverbs 3. Is everybody there? In verse 31. Let's speak it. Do not envy the oppressor and choose none of his ways. For the perverse person is an abomination to the Lord. But his secret counsel is with the what? Upright. His secret counsel is with the upright. And where are you going to get that from? The secret place. The curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked. But he blesses the home of the just. Surely he scorns the scornful and gives grace to the humble. The wise shall inherit glory, but the shame shall be the legacy of fools. The secret counsel is to the upright. Psalm 139. Secrets of life. In verse 13, Psalm 139, 13. It says, "For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that all that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made where? In secret, and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written. The days fashioned for me, yet when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would be more in the number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you." Made in secret. You were made in secret. So if we are made in secret, the secrets of life are in the secret place. Secrets, mysteries, and revelations. Ephesians 3. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 1. Can we speak this together, please? "For this reason I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus for you Gentiles, if indeed you had heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which was given to me for you, how by what? Revelation, he made known to me the mystery, as I have briefly written already, by which when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it is now been revealed by the what? Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ through the gospel, of which I became a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given to me by the effective working of his power." So we see here that the mysteries were released by the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. The secrets of life are in a secret place released by the throne room of God through the Holy Spirit to each and every one of us, if we are willing. In verse 9, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Would you read it with me, please? "For as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God is what? Revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God." So it's through the Spirit of God that things are revealed. The secrets are revealed. The secrets of life are revealed. Acts chapter 10. Oh, it's good to hear the pages turn in on a Sunday. Acts chapter 10. And verse 36, "The word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word you know, which was proclaimed throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by" who? The devil. For some people, that's a mystery. Some people still don't believe in demons and devils. They don't realize, because they can't see beyond the physical. Everything they rely on is on the physical, have no conception on the spiritual. These are individuals who are oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Now we've got deception arenas. Psychics are deception. They're dealing in the spirit realm. They're dealing in the second realm of the spirit realm, second level. Where there's demonic forces and demonic spirits are using them. So if you're still reading your horoscope, you've opened yourself up to demonic forces, and you do have demons. If you're still doing Ouija boards, if you're still doing crystals and New Age, and anything that is replacing itself from the presence of God and the power of the eternal Jesus Christ, is demonic. Everything and anything. And it opens the door. They are called accursed items. And they access you. And you may not know it. But they will come to steal, kill, and destroy. People don't even realize that a rosary is an accursed item. Oh, I pray to God. No, you pray to a dead person named Mary. Does everybody get it? Even the rosary is an accursed item. Statues are accursed items. Anything that replaces your relationship as a personal relationship in the spirit with God Almighty is an accursed item. That's what he's trying to do. That's why Paul, when he was in the upper regions, what did he say? Get rid of all of this stuff. Get rid of your statues. Get rid of your rosaries. Get rid of all of these things. And come to me as a child and I'll be a father to you. Why? Why go to anything else than the life giver? You don't have to tell a priest your sins. You can go right to him and tell him. People go into a confession booth and lie anyways. What the heck? You know what I'm saying? They don't tell the dude the truth anyways. Man, I was one of them. Oh, Father, bless me, for I have sinned. It's been 16 years since my last confession. Whatever. You know. You don't have to go in a little box. You can go in the secret place and talk to him personally. That's what he's looking for. That's what he's waiting on. But see, the other stuff is religion. It's all a bunch of garbage. Hallelujah. Is everybody okay? Praise God. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. A form of godliness, but deny the power. It's amazing. You go into other countries, you see animals walking around eating food while people are starving to death. Because it might be their grandmother. That might be my grandmother and that cow. Really, you go to India and some of these places where they're worshiping Buddhas. You know, I've told you a story before. I love this story. I went into this place to a dry cleaners, right? And so I was waiting there, and the woman's in the back, and she's making something. She's walking by with two cups of coffee. I'm thinking, wow, what a, praise God, nice place. I like this. And she's walking towards me. She walks right by me and goes around the counter. And I'm like, where are you going? And next thing I know, she goes down, and she places these two cups of coffee in front of this fat demon. And I'm thinking, what the heck is this? And I said, what are you doing? I'm offering coffee to Buddha. I said, well, he hasn't drank the first two cups you gave him. She looked at me like, picked up the two cups, took them, thinking, such foolishness, such deception. I told her, listen, this is a statue, man. Buddha didn't rise from the dead. He's not but a fat, jolly demon, just like Santa Claus. Quit worshiping these things. I told her, you need Jesus. Gave her my testimony. But see, even when you give your testimony, they can't take it. No, because they've been so programmed. You tell them about Jesus, man, those demons all in them. Then they start contorting and say, what? They start backing away because they can't handle the presence of God. Because the Bible says we overcome by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. And demons shake when you start speaking about Jesus. That's a secret of life. He who's in us is greater than he is in the world. What does the word say? Go out and cast some devils out. Make it a sport. Oh, yeah. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 18. Would you read it with me? For the message of the cross is what? Foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and I will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For Jews request a sign, Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world, and the things which are despised, God has chosen. And the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Yeah, you and I were foolish at one time. We were boneheads, idiots out there thinking we knew it all. Yeah, I believe in God, but I'm going to still do what I want to do. Until we ran into this brick wall. Said, hello, you can't go no further. Where are you going? What are you doing? I'm trying to find God. I'm right here. I want to know the truth. Why don't you ask me? Come into my presence. That's all he's saying is come on into my presence and I'll show you everything. Come into that secret place and I'll reveal the secrets of life to you. Come. I'm a walking sign and wonder. Believe me, I wasn't born this way. I was born again this way. I was an addict for over 20 years, in and out of jail. You name it, I did it. I believed that there was a God and never knew him. I tried gurus. I tried every kind of religion there was. But only one freed me. Because truth frees you. Everything else keeps you in bondage and prevents you from knowing the truth. And his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter 3. So when you're trying to tell someone about the message of the cross, and they don't get it, to them it's foolishness, is because they're dying. They're dying. But you have life. 1 Timothy chapter 3. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 16. And we'll start at 15. Oh, wait a minute. I got to get there first. Chapter 3. Yeah, 16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was what? God was manifested in the flesh. Well, Jesus isn't God. He's the Son of God. No, he's God, man. He's God. Jesus was God. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on into the world, and received up to glory. What a secret of life. To the world, it's foolish. But to those who are called, it is power. Amen? It is power. In the book of Revelation in chapter 12 and verse 7. Revelation 12. Remember, the enemy always tries to counterfeit everything God does, no matter what. In verse 7, and war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world, who deceives the whole world. It doesn't say deceived. It says deceives. He's still deceiving the whole world. Who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the what? Earth. And his angels were cast out with him. So Lucifer and his angels, who deceives the whole world and is continuing deceiving the whole world, is still here, still deceiving, and his angels are still deceiving. They actually believe, because they're deceived, they can destroy God. Verse 10. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they what? They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and O you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time. Now, when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. But the woman was given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness to her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and a half from the presence of the serpent. So the serpent spewed water out of his mouth like a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth, swallowed up the flood which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring, who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. So the serpent's after you. But there are secrets of life, the mysteries and revelations that we have weapons that overcome. We have the power in the name of Jesus to cast out a devil. We can see and walk in both realms if we're what? Dwelling in the secret place. All of these things are available for me and you. Would you turn to Ecclesiastes 12? The secrets of life. Were they revealed? Secret place. Ecclesiastes 12. All glory. In verse 13, let us consider, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. What's it say? Fear God. Fear, honor, respect, reverence. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment, every work, including every secret thing, whether good or what? Evil. And I'm going to close at Revelation 22. That's the conclusion. Fear God, obey, everything's going to be revealed. So, in other words, make sure you repent and put it under the blood. You know, it's amazing how repentance isn't taught. It's taught one time. You just repent, you're good, come on in. You don't need to repent anymore. But that's plumb nuts, isn't it? That's what the enemy wants. He doesn't want you to be covered by the blood. See, when you repent for your sins, which is done every single day. Well, I haven't sinned at all. Did you think something stupid? Did you say something you shouldn't have? Did you say you were going to do something and didn't do it? Well, that's a lie. Hello? How about things you said you were going to complete and didn't? That's a lie. So if you're not fulfilling your vows, the things that you said out of your mouth, that's a lie. How about counsel of the Lord? When the Lord tells you, or when you come for counsel and you don't do it. It's sin. Why? Because it's disobedience is rebellion, and rebellion is sin. And it brings a curse on you. And where there's a curse, there's a demon. Because that's how they access. They wait for a curse, and it's like an open door. Come on in! So you look at a curse as a door. And when that door opens up, that demon comes in. That's why we need to shut all these doors. So when we repent for the things that we thought, that we spoke, that we acted on, that we didn't do, that we said we were supposed to do, where we rebelled, where it's washed under the blood. And when it's washed under the blood, it's clean. Why? Because God doesn't dwell with sin. You want to lose the presence of God? Don't repent. That's why some people never felt the presence of God. Because they're not humble enough to repent. They're too prideful, thinking, I don't sin. I'm not a sinner. Even the Pharisees said they weren't sinners, and Jesus rebuked them. Call them children of the devil. Amen? Revelation 22. Repentance should be on the tip of your tongue as a believer all the time. Hallelujah. 22:10. Is everybody there? Let's read it together. And the angel said to me, do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is what? At hand. He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs, and sorcerers, and sexual immoral, and murderers, and idolaters, and whoever loves and practices a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts, come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book, if anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his part from the book of life, from which the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. He who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Now the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Is everybody okay? Amen. Secrets of life. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We ask that you protect this seed with the blood of the Lamb that may grow and bear fruit for your glory. That the secrets, mysteries, and revelations will be manifested to each and every one here today. In Jesus' name.